All right, children, come on up. Here they come. Good morning. Good morning. Well, more little feet. I'm so glad you came up. Well, the weather is changing. The leaves are falling. It's getting colder. And pretty soon, we're anticipating some scary things coming soon. Does anybody know what that might be? Yeah. You might think it's Halloween. Yes, no, it's election time. It's election time. You see, next November, we're going to be voting on our next president. And so for a whole year, grown-ups are going to get really scary. They are. You know, some grown-ups are going to spend all their social media time posting memes and little posts about how the other candidate is really bad and their candidate is going to solve the problems. Or they spend all their time watching political TV shows and listening to political radio and reading newspapers, and they fill their mind with how the other candidate is bad and their candidate is going to fix everything. Or they spread fear, or they're consumed with fear that our country, really bad things are going to happen if the other candidate is elected and theirs is not. Or grown-ups just get really grumpy and angry, and they argue, and they bicker. Fear, suspicion, anger. These don't sound like things that are of God, do they? Well, when Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, the Israelites lived under Roman occupation, and the Romans were a very oppressive government, and they taxed the Jewish people very heavily, and they made them do things, whatever they wanted them to do. And you remember when Jesus said, if anyone asks you to walk a mile, you should do that. In fact, walk 2 miles. Do you remember that? Well, that's because the Romans could do that. They could say, you, stop what you're doing and carry my bag for me. And they had to. So a lot of people weren't happy with the Roman rule. And if they tried to rebel, they were executed. So not a good government. So the Israelites were under a bad government. But look what Paul said to Timothy. Listen again. I urge then that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, like Caesar, and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness, because this is good and it pleases God our Savior. So Jesus said, I come from a different kingdom. My kingdom is not of this world. In fact, I go to prepare a place for you, like a heavenly city. And so if Jesus is our king, then our citizenship is in heaven. Do you guys know what an ambassador is? An ambassador is someone who goes to another country and lives there far away, and he represents the needs of his own country. And so here in America, we have like an ambassador from New Zealand. And that person doesn't really concern himself with what's going on in our country because he's concerned about what's good for New Zealand. Well, the Bible says that we are ambassadors for Christ. And so we should be concerned about the things that please our King Jesus and the things that are good for his country. And so as ambassadors, our message is much better than free health care for all or lower taxes. Our message is one of reconciliation with God and forgiveness for our sins. And so as things get really ramped up this next season, I want to urge all of us to focus on our citizenship in heaven and how we can spread that good news.